For everything environment, it's Climate Crunch with Harrison Kay.
Hello and welcome to Climate Crunch, Radio Taiwan International show covering everything related to the climate and environmentalism here in Taiwan. I'm Harrison Kay, and for the next 5 minutes, I'll be bringing you the latest on what's been going on in Taiwan's natural world. This week, I'm going to be taking a look at environment cleanup events in Taiwan. Globally, people are always looking for different ways to help the environment. A trend that has picked up pace in recent years is big group cleanups. Ordinary people find somewhere that's in need of a cleanup, choose a date and time to come to collect all the trash, and advertise it online for people to join them. For example, every year in September, an Estonian organisation called Let's Do It World organises World Cleanup Day. This project sees volunteers from 191 countries come together to clean up their local areas. But what about in Taiwan? Many different climate trends haven't actually been well received in Taiwan, such as the school strikes for climate started by Greta Thunberg. These student strikes caused a splash in most countries around the world, except for Taiwan. Luckily, the trash picking movement hasn't followed the same course. In Taiwan, there are actually a number of different organisations and movements that have been organising similar events for years. For example, the Society of Wilderness based in Hsinchu often organises beach cleanups as part of a global international coastal cleanup. The volunteers not only spend hours picking up trash from the coast, but also keep a record of everything they pick up to figure out its source. The records then get sent back to an ocean conservancy organisation to analyse for their annual reports. In the past, these figures have produced interesting results, such as, for example, that the fishing industry produces around 14% of all the trash in the ocean. Another similar organisation is called Taiwan National Cleanup. They're organising a cleanup day on the 28th of May this year. This event will see cleanup groups heading to 24 different areas to clean up and then document it on social media to raise awareness for plastic pollution and the fishing industry. The main focus of these cleanup events in Taiwan are on forests and beaches. Taiwan's cities and residential areas are actually quite clean in comparison to most countries around the world, thanks to general cultural attitudes toward trash. Taiwan's Waste Disposal Act in 1988 and the schemes that followed it, made people pay for household waste, and also removed most public bins on the streets. Littering can carry a fine of up to 6,000 new Taiwanese dollars, or just over $200. If people report someone else for serious littering, such as leaving trash bags on the streets, they can receive 75% of the fine as a reward, meaning littering is taken very seriously here. The same can't be said of Taiwan's beaches, however. Lots and lots of plastic waste and industrial waste drifts onto shore every day and poses a threat to marine life, as well as just being an eyesore. A 2018 study from Greenpeace found that Taiwan's dirtiest coasts could be found in New Taipei's Rayfang district. The trash there at the time of the survey was enough to fill 210 90-litre bags, mainly consisting of plastic bottles and fishing gear. Taiwan's big cleanup events attract large numbers of people, and are more than just a cleanup exercise. They often also feature musical performances to spur people on in their cleanups, as well as surfing and other water activities at the beach cleanups. Sometimes the events can become political though. In October of 2019, the presidential candidate for Taiwan's opposition party, the GMD, was planning to do a beach cleanup in Tainan as part of his campaign, but an unknown group of people beat him to it. A day before he was due to arrive in the south of Taiwan, they cleaned up all the discarded bottles, cans, plastic bags and styrofoam that were on the shore. They did such a thorough job that the politician had no choice but to cancel his trip, but at least the beach was cleaned up anyway. Cleaning up Taiwan's streets, forests and shores is a great way to help out the environment. Ultimately, it's a job that doesn't require any expertise or professional knowledge, but it's a job that can have a big impact, both visually and for the environment. With such a wide array of different organisations, each with their own cleanup events in areas that most need assistance, you're spoiled for choice if you want to take part in cleaning up. Ultimately, what these events show is just how easy it is nowadays to make a big impact on the local environment through working together with others. Let's hope these events continue to spread even further. That's all we have time for this week. Until next time, it's been Climate Crunch with me, Harrison Kay, for Radio Taiwan International.